98. Wake up!
Early in the morning, turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
Yes, indeed. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in. Boy, you know what it is. It's a hunt day. Hunt day, hunt day, hunt day. Hunt day, hunt day, hunt day. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Hump Day, man. It's going to be a nice one. It got rather warm yesterday. We had our spring ball practice, and boy, it got a little toasty out there. I was out there cooking. Good temperatures this morning, 61 degrees, clear skies. That's the good news, man. No real chance of rain in the forecast. 61 degrees. We're going to climb all the way to 81 degrees. And for the rest of the week, we're going to be in the 80s, to the early, to the mid, even to the late 80s. By the weekend, we're going to be in the late 80s, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Hit a man out with me this morning. Y'all say, what's up? The comedian, baby.
I say, good morning.
Matthews.
Good morning.
Monroe.
Good morning.
Mint Hill.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America, man.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What up, though?
How you feeling this morning, man?
Feeling good, baby. It's the middle of the week.
The middle of the week.
We halfway there.
Halfway down for the weekend. The weekend gonna be crazy though. It's Mother's Day weekend. Salute to all the moms. You know, this is my first Mother's Day weekend without my mom being present in my life. So, for the first time. But yeah, man, salute to everybody out there, all the other moms, and if anybody else going through what I'm going through, salute to y'all. And I just look forward to the weekend. I got an action packed weekend though. Friday night, we got Trick Daddy concert, 25th anniversary concert. That's going to be crazy at the Bojangles Coliseum. Trick Daddy and friends about to tear down. Then right after that, I'll be sliding over to Harris for the after party. And then Saturday, we got a big Salute the Big Mama cookout, absolutely free on Bates Ford Road, at the Ritz on Bates Ford Road. So look forward to that, man. Salute to all the Big Mamas and still out there doing their thing. So salute the Big Mama. You know that grandma. That ain't mama, that grandma. That's your mama. So salute the grandma, because I don't think grandmas get enough, get enough for their salute. So look forward to that, man. That's gonna be crazy this weekend. So that'll be 2 to 6 on Bates Ford Road. But man, look forward to the weekend. Then Mother's Day is Sunday. I don't know what I'm doing Sunday yet. I think I'm hanging out with the fam somewhere.
What's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah. What you into?
Man, you know, the Trick Daddy concert. We got the after party. After that, at Superstars with Juvie and 8-Ball MJG. Then Mother's Day. I don't know. I got to see what my girls want to do for Mother's Day. For their mama and their grandma.
They don't like you.
Huh?
They don't like you.
Hold on.
Your girls?
They love me.
No, they don't. They love you, but that don't mean they like you.
They like me and love me at the same time.
No, they don't. Today's inspiration, power, word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis, Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Think about this. Moses spent 80 years preparing for a job that would last 40. That's a 2-to-1 ratio of preparation to execution. The greater the goal, the greater the preparation. Much of your life can be spent getting ready for what seems like a brief assignment. But to be able to say at the end, I have finished my course, is to have a life lived successfully. And that's whether you're called to run a marathon or a 100-yard dash. Before passing the torch to Timothy, Paul says, work hard so you can receive his approval. Who does God use? People who are prepared well. Whether you're called in business, education, politics, entertainment, or ministry, the principle remains. God uses prepared people. Your greatest challenge will not be a lack of opportunities, but being ready when they come. So today, prepare yourself for what God has prepared for you. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all, it's plugged for New Hip Hop and R&B. 6 o'clock inside the Madhouse. 61 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near about 80. 80, that's what we're going to talk about today. Slight chance of rain, but nothing too really bad. Not really bad out there. About 10 to 15% chance of rain and showers. Pop-up showers in and around the area throughout the day. But other than that, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day today. It's going to be nice out. All right? Today's it's about time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD today, we want to know, what is the best breakup song ever?
The best breakup song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Best song somebody made. You know they were breaking up with somebody.
You remember Vaughn?
Yeah.
He got a song with Kiki Wise called Separate.
Yeah.
That's
now that we separated.
Yeah, that's the one that popped right in my mind was Avant Separate. That's all I got right now, Faith.
Oh, you know what? Donnell Jones, Where I Wanna Be.
Yeah.
That's one right there.
Should've left my baby girl a message.
I know the girls got one, though. I know the women got one. I know. Mary J. got one somewhere.
Oh, she got a few. Well, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, not going to cry. I was your lover and your secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's top five right now.
What's the other one? Keisha Cole, Cheated.
Yeah, I should have cheated.
Yeah. It's some more out there.
This got to be top two. Beyoncé. Irreplaceable. To the left. Everything is back to the left.
Why they gotta be so descriptive when they break up with somebody?
That's what the girls do.
Everything
man.
I own in a box to the left.
To the left. Out.
Come on now. Don't be rude.
That got to be top two right now.
Don't be rude. We can break up, but you ain't gotta do all that.
Oh no, you know they definitely gonna be rude.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that's how they do it. All right, how do we get in on this?
Man, you can check it out on our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry, at I'm Just Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Miss Jessica's on the sick and shut-in list today, so, man, Burpee gonna hold it down for you. Your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie of the morning, man. We're talking about breakups today. We're actually talking about breakup songs inside the Madhouse for your Madhouse question of the day and asking for Working Women Wednesday. We're gonna be asking you ladies, what's your worst breakup ever? Like, you know, sometimes when you break up with somebody, hey, you're chokehold, you be in the bed crying, eating bonbons and ice cream all day. Gaining about 30 pounds a day. So we're going to talk about ladies coming up and working on Wednesday. We're going to talk about your worst breakup ever, okay? But we were just talking about Stay Together with LMA and Stay Together songs. Well, this is a couple that is staying together. Partisan Fontaine and Megan Thee Stallion. Partisan Fontaine, they was out at like a poetry night, like a spoken word night. Partisan Fontaine got up there. And he did a spoken word or a poem to Megan Thee Stallion. Now, I'm going to play a clip of this in your Nosy Neighbor News coming up at 7:24. But I'm going to let y'all be the judge. So y'all listen out at 7:24. We're going to play the clip of Partisan doing this thing to Megan Thee Stallion. But, Bert, you ever wrote a poem to a girl? You never wrote no poem to no girl, bro.
No, I don't think I wrote a poem.
Never? Like, in middle school, high school?
No, definitely not in high school.
Like, well, I could make roses are red.
No.
Violets are blue. I seen you walking past, and girl, I want you. Now, just something like that. Sound like some
ball.
That sound like something you're right.
Corn ball.
Girls like poems, what?
Not that kind of poem.
They don't matter. Loads and look and sing, sound good. They like it.
No.
You talking to a person who. That's what I used to do, bro. I used to write poems.
I can't tell if that's the kind of poem you write.
I said that's what you wrote.
Oh,
my stuff was in there.
What you were saying?
I can't tell you. I don't want, you make me
go
feel.
Go ahead.
You make me feel shame.
Go ahead. It's supposed to work right
I mean,
now.
I mean, not shame. You make me feel shy.
Go ahead.
I can't do it on the spot.
Just
I can't do it on the spot like that. I gotta sit down and get in my mode. Like I might say, I gotta be in my mode.
As the water flows.
I used to write girls' poetry all the time, like middle school, high school. I got a whole book of poems. I'm thinking about making it a book and putting it out.
Larry, bring one of them poems up here.
I'm writing a whole book.
All right.
I don't care nothing about it. It used to work back in the day. Back in the day, I was a poem writing somebody. I was the Tupac of poems.
Okay, here we go.
You know Tupac used to write poetry? I used to write poetry.
Okay.
I'm telling you, for real.
I believe that you wrote the poems. That's what I mean.
You don't think that was good?
Hell no.
Why you hating? I can't believe you always hating on me. Why you always
your poem starting off, as I lay in bed staring into the starry sky.
Hey, fellas, young fellas out there, going to write a girl a poem and see where it gets you.
The light from the star reminds me of your brightness.
I hate you.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
To my working ladies. It's be time, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County School teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
When I'm on the ground working all week. You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding.
Known to be Larry the Morning Madhouse, y'all, is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. We know whether male or female breakups are hard. We're talking about on your Madhouse question of the day, best breakup song. So today we talking to your ladies about what is the worst breakup you ever had. Got somebody on the line. Keep it clean this morning. What's up, witch?
What's up?
How
you doing?
I'm doing good. How you?
I'm fine. Just got off work.
Okay. So you're going to tell me about your worst breakup ever.
Yes, my worst breakup ever was me and my baby daddy had just lost our first child and just got home from the hospital. He took my debit card, and on my way to turning the death certificate for my child, he has bought this other girl food with my card. He at home chilling with this girl, and we got into a fight.
I mean, you know what? I don't condone violence, but sometimes, you know, that's head busting worthy right there. That's just trifling.
Yeah, we just lost our first baby, and here you is. We ain't even buried the baby, and you cheating already.
Oh man. I ain't even got no words for that one, ain't you?
Yeah, just trifling.
Just trifling. I know you ain't with him no more.
Oh, no. We got another baby together, but no, we have to.
Wait a minute, Mama. Wait a minute. See what I'm saying? You know what? I'm not judging nobody today. There's no free judgment zone today. I'm not judging you, but okay.
Please don't judge me.
I'm not going to judge you. Okay, baby.
Don't let me know why Larry mad.
I ain't going to even put you on Larry mad for that. Thank you for sharing
y'all
this
have
morning.
A good morning.
You too. I mean, I really don't got no words. Whew. Just leaves me speechless each and every morning on this radio show. Okay. Worst breakup ever, ladies. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098 on this Working Woman Wednesday. No words.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies,
it's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
I don't know if nobody can top the lady that called in with the hair worst breakup, but ladies, if you're out there and you got your worst breakup ever, we want to hear about it. Your worst breakup ever. 570-WPEG 1-800-525-0098. The dude cheated after they lost their first baby the same day with a girl, but she went back and had another baby. Okay, Ice Spice in a mood. It's the plug. It's Power 98.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday,
sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. She gonna get to a chick. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working one month Wednesday. Working one month Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working one month, one month Wednesday. Oh yeah. Working, working one month, one month.
The Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. The Madhouse question of the day is hashtag MHQOTD. Best breakup songs. That's what we're talking about. And so we talked to the ladies today about your worst breakup ever. Young lady called in. She told us about hers. Y'all, the ladies acting scared this morning. Like, y'all don't want to talk about y'all breakup. Sometimes you got to get it out. You got to talk about. Bert, so you know me. You ain't a lady, but you know, guys.
Not at all.
Guys go through it too, though. You remember your worst breakup? Like, do you ever had a breakup and you been like, man, like that hurt for real?
Don't we got to do this?
Oh, not that one. Is that your worst one?
Is it the worst one?
I keep forgetting about the details. It's all in the details. It's all in the details.
Okay, you know what? The crazy part is. Okay, so no, I'm gonna tell you this one.
Okay, give me something else because
so
get
before
up.
I got married, mm-hmm. I was with this girl and I just thought she was the one. That was the one.
College,
that I was
high school?
College.
Okay.
College sweetheart. My college girl. And we were together or whatever. And this girl that wanted to talk to me, she told me about something that my girlfriend did.
Mm.
And what happened was, it was this guy, we were on a T, he was trying to cross to be in a fraternity. I'm not going to say which one. But
say the fraternity. It's okay.
He's trying to be a Kappa.
Okay.
But they would never let him cross.
Okay.
So he wanted to start his own fraternity. But him and two of his own boys. Larry, I'm not making this up. This is straight.
That's what's sad about the
it's
whole thing.
It's so good. Because you're not making it up. Yeah, him and two of his homeboys wanted to start their own fraternity.
Oh, my God.
And they wanted to start a sister sorority.
Okay.
But in order for the sorority to get started, they wanted three girls to sleep with the three of them in the same night.
What type of fraternity is this?
Right. In the same
porn fraternity?
And they
PH5?
Now, come on, man. You know, it ain't hard to find people that do something like that.
In college tonight.
Especially in college.
Yeah, in college tonight.
And they found three girls to do it. Guess who one of the three girls was, Larry?
Not your girl.
One of them was my damn girl.
She wanted to be in a sorority, man.
She was already in one. She was already in one.
Oh, she just wanted to participate.
She was already in a sorority before.
There's something about. Never mind.
There's something about my decision making.
It ain't even your decision making. It's the women in your life decision making.
I'm talking about the ones I picked.
Why they always want to. I don't even.
They love multiple men. I don't know. Oh, I said it out loud.
At one time.
At the same night.
Wow. Baby, it might be something about you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I think it's something about you.
You know, when women be in the bed, we're talking about more. Give me more. I ain't got no more. But they went and got some more. They went and got some more, man.
Baby, you need a Netflix special. Well, you need a Netflix special. Cause hey, this right here is funny.
So
her friend told you this.
Yeah.
She told you about it. And then did you confront her?
No,
about
not
it?
Her friend. It was the guy who started it.
Yeah.
Who started the fraternity. It was his girlfriend who told me.
Oh.
But she
got
told
mad.
Me because she wanted to talk to me. And once she found out that my girlfriend was a part of the whole thing, that's when she.
Oh, she was traveling too.
She thought me and her was going to be together.
No.
And I was like, nah.
She was traveling. Nah, I would have had to get him back.
Get who back?
The dude.
Oh, I did. We just worked together, like in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
Oh, I got him back.
Oh, yeah, we got
him. He's in jail for life now.
For real? Okay, never mind. Leave it like that.
It was a big story here in Charlotte.
Never mind. Never mind. I don't want to hear no more of your stories.
Okay.
Your stories lead to jail, threesomes. Your story is always jail, threesomes, and death. I don't
trains.
Want no-
oh. Can you say that on there?
You said what?
Trains.
Yeah, I don't want no more of your stories.
And somehow, I'm never a part of none of
that. Yeah, why you ain't? No, man. Y'all know what? The moral of the story is,
Find me a wholesome woman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I didn't mean to trick you this month. I'm sorry, brother. No, let me learn the word, man. I'm Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We going outside to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I'm letting the Art Middle School in Catawba shine. Their baseball team went 14-0 for the season. Let's go, Mr. Sims and Coach Jack.
Turn me up. Good morning. Who you gonna let shine this morning? Hello?
Hello?
Cut your radio down. Who you gonna let shine this morning?
Good morning. I wanna let my mama Kimberly Garmin shine for being number one in the state of North Carolina with her insurance company, Primerica. Shout out to my mama.
Power 98, you let somebody shine this morning?
Yes, I'm going to let my son shine. Go ahead, Camden Park.
I want to let my mom shine, my brother Brian shine, and me shine, which is Camden.
Hey, Camden.
Come on, man. Let that light shine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who you want to let shine in the morning?
I want to let my daughter, Mackenzie McClain, at Concord High School, and my son, King DeGraffery, at Beverly Hills Elementary shine.
Beverly Hills?
Coco, what's up? All right, Madhouse Nation, coming up, man, we got the Know the Neighbor News. It's going to drop right around 7:24. Your chance to go see Miss Janet Jackson, baby. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it
shine. Jessica, the girl next door. What is your Know the Neighbor News? You Know the Neighbor News for Wednesday, May 10th. But we're going to start it off with Chris Brown. You know the rumor going around that Chris Brown and Usher got into an altercation after Usher threw a party for Chris Brown in Vegas at a skate rink. You know, they said they got into an altercation because Chris Brown was cussing out Teyana Taylor, and Usher and them stepped up and was like, bro, don't do that. And then they said they followed Chris Brown to the bus, and that's where Usher allegedly got his nose busted by Chris Brown and the crew. This is all alleged. It has not been confirmed. No videos out about that part. And nobody's really talking about it. Well, now somebody is coming to Chris Brown's defense. Who is coming to Chris Brown's defense? Lisa Ray. I love me some Lisa Ray, but Lisa Ray, you might have to sit down on this one. She's saying that every time y'all bring Chris Brown's name up, he's always to blame.
Why he gotta chill? What if he felt just like what he said? F her. What if he felt like that? And he don't need to say that to his friend. What I don't like about it is that every time we bring up his name, not us, but every time his name is brought up, that he always get automatically blamed. Because he is that way. We know him to be that. So it gotta be him. That's what I don't like when people have that kind of stigma. Cause I got that. It's quick for you to think that, oh, well, Lisa Ray would have did that or Lisa Ray said that. And I don't like that because that very next time it could have been very different, but you blame me because of my past.
In the words of 50 Cent, whatever they say Chris did, he did that. Mm.
And I'm going to leave it like that. All right, man, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion is all over the news this morning. One, because her boo, Partisan Fontaine, they was out having a nice date night. Looked like they was at a spoken word type event. And Partisan Fontaine got up there and did some spoken word to Megan Thee Stallion. Y'all check out Mr. Partisan Fontaine.
Look, you're a survivor, but not a victim. Somewhere in between, God forgive him and I got to give him. That's why you don't never let these bitches get you out your rhythm. You treat these like they bought one, get one. You out here working, keep your mind off working. Your to-do list is buying candles, shop for curtains. Find your purpose. You in your bag, not just Birkins. You know your happiness cannot be purchased. It's keeping you rooted and not just surface. Your dream ain't big enough if you think about it and not get nervous. If you need me, girl, I'm at your service. My pillow's soft, but not too soft. My mattress is perfect. Baby, let me tap on your... Hello. You want to make money, make love, and memories.
Bruh. It was given. It was given. You know what it was given, Burpee?
What?
She got that boy P-whipped. You got to flip it around. You got to flip it around, Partisan. You got to whip that. Alright, also speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez was back in court on yesterday. He had filed a motion to have a new court date, have a new court trial, and the judge said, denied. You are not getting a new trial, Tory. Arrest, they have arrested the man that shot Megan Thee Stallion. That boy was in that bank. Hey, judge, please don't throw my life away, judge. I mean something to somebody. You should have thought about that before you picked that gun up and shot that woman, Tory. Why was that thinking that night you were busting them shots, Tory, when you was out there saying, dance, little woman, dance? Go to jail. Well, he already in jail. Get your sentence, boy. Take it like a man. Take it like a man. You shot the gun like a man. Take your charges like a man. Okay, I'm done. All right, Roddy Ricch. Speaking of taking it like a man, you know, Roddy Ricch's baby mama. Ah, boy, she slammed him all over social media, all over the blog sites, saying that he ain't been there for the child. He ain't seen his child. He been missing holidays and birthdays. He took his friends on a lavish trip to Dubai instead of showing up for a holiday party with his son. And he ain't been giving her no child support. And she won't fit the $111 million from him. She said he's worth, his net worth is $25 million. He won't even give me $25. And I want all the custody. And Roddy didn't respond. However, he did send a check, or send a cash wire deposit for $24,000. She said, okay, I'll be quiet. Now they're going to work it out. It's news is saying now that they're going to work it out without a judge. They're going to mediation. They're going to sit down and hammer out these details. This could all been worked out. But sometimes, you know, you got to take people to social media. Whew. That's your Nose and Living News.
Jessica.
News report.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Lovely Larry, the Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. It is 7:40. And y'all know what happens at 7:40. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry. Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Trick Daddy 25th anniversary concert. Definitely going down this Friday, boy. Trick Daddy in the building along with Plies, Juvenile, Wimpy, Goody Mob, PD Pablo, and more. It's going to be crazy this Friday night at the Bojangles Coliseum, and then we can head it over to Harrah's after that. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. All right, hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way, boss. I can't remember what city, but I'm going to say, what state. I definitely think this is Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. A man went to a hotel room, like a lot of us do. Go to the hotel, you know, you get to the hotel, you're tired, and you just want to get in there and get some sleep. And that's exactly what he did. He went to his room and was in there getting some sleep. When all of a sudden, he woke up, and the hotel manager, that's right, the hotel manager was in there sucking and slobbing on his toes. Can you, I can't make it up, Burpee. Can you imagine being asleep? You in your best sleep. You in there, you knocked out. You know, some of them hotel beds they feel good. They put you to sleep. It's different from your bed, so you knock out. And then you feel something. It probably felt a little good for a second. Then you wake up and realize, what is going on? And when you look up, it's the hotel manager sucking and slobbing on your toes. I just want to know how the hotel manager decided that today was going to be the day that he sucked somebody's toes. This probably ain't the first time he done did it. But how did you decide that this man was going to be the man who toes you sucked on today? Like, was you checking to me? It was like, ooh, boy. He got a mighty big foot. Oh, I'ma suck that big toe today. It's like, how do this play out in your mind? How does it play out in your mind? I need to know. I got a lot of questions. How does it play out in your mind, Mr. Hotel Manager? Like, and then, you know, as a hotel manager, you got access to make keys. So obviously he made a key to the man room, went in the man room. And sucked the man toes. Like, how did he, like, was the man, like, was he in there without his socks on? He was asleep in the bed, so he probably didn't have, you know, socks on. Did he peel the covers back and did he pour salt on it? Did he put hot sauce on it first? Like, how did you discover that sucked the man toes? And then, like, and you the man laying in the bed and you wake up this man sucking your toes. Like, what do you do? Like, what's your next move? What's your next move, Bert?
Oh, I'm whooping ass.
But how do you, first of all, your toe wet.
That might slip up.
First of all, your toe wet.
You been making out that room by the time I found my socks.
So how you go, like, cause you gotta first, you can, you know, you sleep. So you gotta imagine, you know, you're waking up out of sleep. You gotta get yourself together for a minute, bro. And then you realize it's a dude sucking on your toes.
I ain't even looking for socks. I'm trying to fight you right then and there.
But what if it felt good though, Bert?
Whoa, no.
Nah.
Get your manly mouth off my foot.
Okay. The moral of the story is, put the damn lock on the door. That's why first thing I do when I check in the hotel, I go in my room, I'll put the deadbolt lock or whatever lock, cause I don't want no housekeeper coming in there, nobody. Y'all ain't gonna be just busting up in my room.
I put that and a do not disturb sign.
All that. I don't know. I might be here cutting cop wheels butt naked. I don't know what I'm gonna be doing.
Why is you walking in my room?
Yeah. Hit the hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. That's what you get for not putting the lock on. That's why the man sucked on your toes.
I can't take this no more.
We got to get Burpee's thoughts, and today Pastor Real is coming to the building.
Come on, stand to your feet as we present to you Pastor Real. Come on, give him a hand.
Woke up this morning. Yeah. What did I hear? A powerful message. Music to my ears. Get out the bed and let the sunshine hit you. Like the words from the scripture. Cause there's nobody that does it better than Pastor Reed.
Today's word is coming from me, Pastor Real, and why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keeps it
100. It's a simple message today, congregation, Madhouse Nation, all the Asians. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Stop looking for validation. Stop looking for consideration. Stop looking for delegation. And do what, Larry?
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Now, we always talk about the bills we got to pay and how much time we got to work so we can keep our bills paid. Well, make sure you don't forget about you. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Larry, I say, turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I ain't gonna forget.
I ain't gonna forget.
About me.
About me.
I ain't gonna forget about me.
I ain't gonna forget about me.
You gotta do, a lot of people say do unto others as they would have them do unto you. No, do for yourself what you would do for yourself. I said something to somebody that's listening. Because if you're listening, you heard what I said. Do for yourself.
Do for yourself.
That you would do for yourself.
Don't you? Okay.
You keep talking about that vacation. Don't talk about it. Put that down payment. Take that trip. Get on that flight. Get on that boat. Go see stuff. Go do stuff. Get outside and treat yourself. You got to treat yourself so you can feel good about you. We don't need that validation from another person. You don't need somebody else to step up to you to tell you that you look good. I already know that I look good. I feel good. I am good because my Lord and Savior told me so. He said that I was made in the image of Him. So that is perfectness. Larry, turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am perfectness.
Imperfectness.
Imperfectness.
I'm perfectness.
The doors of the church are now.
You hear what he said? I'm perfectness.
I'm perfectness.
And those were Murphy's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap. No cap.
Well, he's at it again. Burper, nightmare rapper that's always online talking junk.
Kodak?
This is not Kodak.
Oh.
Soulja Boy! Oh. Soulja Boy is calling out Lil Durk and NBA Youngboy. They're all dropping albums on the same day. Soulja Boy is dropping an album, Durk is dropping an album, and NBA Youngboy is all dropping an album on the same date. They all come out this Friday. Soulja Boy ain't happy. You know, he went online and he did Soulja Boy. He was out there Soulja Boying. And he said, look, I'm going to outsell both of y'all to put together. And he said a lot of other stuff that they can't say on this radio.
When was the last time he dropped some music?
I don't know. But they saying a lot of people say they waiting on Big Draco, though. You ain't waiting on Big Draco to drop?
No.
Okay. I like Draco, but nah, Draco. Over NBA Youngboy and Lil Durk? Do you know NBA Youngboy is one of the top selling artists of this time? He's got over what was it? Over 125 entries on the Billboard 100 chart. He's one of the top selling artists of this time. And you gonna outsell him, Soulja Boy? Okay, and we gonna start back doing the Soulja Boy dance tomorrow too.
Okay.
You're not outsell nobody.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Nullie Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. It's Wednesday inside the Madhouse. You know what happens on Wednesdays at 8:30. High today is going to be right near 81. Hold it steady right now by 66 degrees here in Charlotte, America. And Wednesday, you know, like I said, we got to argue about something. So today, I don't know if y'all saw this come down about a week ago now? About a week and a half ago, came down there saying that the North Carolina School Athletic Association approved for these high schoolers to get NIL deals in the high school. You know, for so long, North Carolina was like one of the last states to approve this for high schoolers. So a lot of high schoolers were leaving. They were leaving the state of North Carolina, going to other states to play. Or for public school, they couldn't do it. But in private school, you could get NIL deals. So a lot of top athletes were going to private schools or charter schools to receive NIL deals and other deals and endorsement deals while they're in high school. Now it's come down that the North Carolina Athletic Association has approved for high schoolers to get NIL deals. So the argument today is, and a lot of people are talking about this, whether they're on one side or the other side, Do you think this is going to hurt high school sports, or you think this is going to help high school sports? What do you think the overall effect is going to be? Is it going to make these guys not want to go to college? And is it going to make other people be like, nah, he got a deal. I don't want to fool with them. You know, just it can bring about a whole lot of, it can open a whole can of worms. That's what a lot of people are saying. Burby, what side you on?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. Because to me, that gives the child a chance to focus on football. Because everybody's saying
football, basketball, hockey, soccer,
right,
whatever.
Focus on whatever sport it is that they're playing. But I heard someone say that, well, what if such and such gets this big deal and the other kid on the team doesn't get as big a deal as us? Okay, and you got to work harder. You got to work towards what it is. You got to work towards your goals and what it is that you want. So I think that an NIL deals, it also keeps them focused on the sport that they're playing, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, Larry, because since you coach in high school, a lot of your student athletes, they work regular jobs.
Yes.
So when they work a regular job, that might get in the way of practice sometimes. That might get in the way of them doing something with the team or having to do something with the team. But these NIL deals, you're putting money in these kids' pockets. You're keeping them out the streets by putting this money in their pockets,
right.
Some of them.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with it at all.
I agree with you, Burp. And I've read the reports. I've seen, you know, other people talk on the other side of it as far as what they really feel about it. They feel like people will be trying to, you know, lead kids in the wrong direction and lead them down the wrong road with boosters and things like that. Well, this is they're going to face this in college. You know what I mean? Even with NIL deals in college. I think it helps to curb the boosters a little bit, because now you can get real professionals. Like, you can get real professional endorsement deals. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get a deal with Bojangles, Popeyes, with a Doritos, with a McDonald's, with a Coca-Cola, and things of that nature. And even in sports, like even on the NFL or NBA team, there are people that make more money than you. There are people that got high endorsement deals than you. So what better way to learn this earlier? Like, and the way that a lot of these high schools profit off of these kids, and the way that some of these kids live, like, I know kids that are top athletes in their schools and really bring fans to the stands to see them play, whatever the sport is. And then they got to go back home to the projects. You know what I mean? So I think this is a way to help curb some of that and help, like you said, Burp, you know, it's no different than having a job.
Right.
You say student athlete. Okay, I'm a student. I make good grades. I'm also an athlete. So I get rewarded for making good grades. So what is my reward for being a good athlete? What is my reward for that? Especially, like, if you take a kid, like, you know, I don't want to say no names, but if you take a top athlete where, you know, every game is sold out when this person play. You know, a lot of that money goes back to the school. It goes back to the booster club.
Yep.
And but what about them profiting off their own name early? And a lot of kids in today's society are profiting off their own image. You look at the kids that do TikToks. You look at the kids that you know, that have their own brand that start clothing lines really early. It's to me, that's no different.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. If I'm playing basketball, I'm playing football, I'm playing soccer, and like I said, every time, you know, these doors open, these fans in the stand, we got 3-4 lines around the corner, tickets sold out in 10 minutes, and I can't profit off of myself. I go back to when Chris Webber was in school, and Chris Webber said this. He said it was a shame. He said it was a shame that the University of Michigan was selling my jersey for $85, and I didn't have $3 to buy a Burger King meal.
Mm.
That's a shame. So I think in this day and age, I think, you know, the earlier the better. The earlier the better for these kids, because, yeah, you know, they've been getting stuff built off of their backs for a minute. So let's reward these kids. Let's reward these kids. If they deserve it, then let's reward them. Let's reward them. So I don't have no problem with the NIL deals. Agree, disagree, what you got on it? NIL deals for high school students. 570-WPG-1A.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
525-0098. Another Larry the Morning Man, out Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Wednesday argument, we're talking about these NIL deals. North Carolina just approved for it to happen here in North Carolina, in North Carolina schools, for high schoolers to get NIL deals. More details are emerging about the actual process, but they have approved on the front end for these high school students involved in public schools to receive NIL deals. Burp, you said you felt what about it real quick?
I feel like it's cool. I'm cool with it. You know, a lot of times these kids, these student athletes have a job when they get done with school, so that might make them late, or, you know, just let the kids make a little bit of money, put some change in their pocket.
I feel the same way. I really don't see, I think it'll do more good than harm for the sports here in North Carolina. What you feel about it, Big Dog?
I think it's a great idea, but I also think a kid should maintain, a higher GPA. Maintain their grades, and they can get an NIL deal.
So, no, like, what should be the grade average? Because, you know, right now they got to have 2.0, 2.5 to play sports. So, you saying above that, they got to keep above that?
Yeah, let's say, 3.0. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
Okay, I like it. That's what's up. Got more of your comments on the way. Got more of your comments on the way. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
Ain't no contenders. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Show. On Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Wonder Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Back in the madhouse. Coming up next, we jumping back on today's argument. No Limit Larry, the Wonder Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Wednesday argument, we're talking about these NIL deals in high school. North Carolina has approved it to go down for our high school athletes, that they can get NIL deals in high school. I said, I feel like it's going to work, and I feel like it's going to help high school sports. Bert?
I said let them do it, man, because that way they can focus on whatever sport it is that they're playing. A lot of high school athletes, they say, oh, I can't come to practice because I got to go to work. Or you never know what their situation is at home.
Right.
Are they helping their parents or whatever they're doing there? So, let them make that money, man. Get that back.
All right. What you got on it? Good morning.
Hey, man, I feel like these kids should get paid, Like, they make a lot of money, and like you say, they get nothing off of it. But at the same time, all these boosters putting their money in their pocket, why the kids can't put it in their pocket? If they're making the money, give them something. Yeah, reward them kids, man. I feel like it should go from middle school up, not just high school, because you got a lot of middle schoolers that people go see, too. So, yeah. Hey, these kids.
Pot 98, good morning.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say pretty much, yeah, man, it's a no-brainer, man. They should have been getting paid, man. To keep them kids out the streets and stuff like that, ain't no telling how many LeBrons or Michael Jordans we missed out on because these kids had to, fall to the streets to survive coming from some of the places they come from. So I think it's a good deal. I think we're going to see a lot of more good athletes that going to be able to make it now.
Pot 98, good morning.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, I truly believe it, man. They should go right on down to middle school. They shouldn't have no 3.0 or nothing like that. That's a slave master mentality. It's always people that's trying to, hold things back. But, yeah, they should definitely do it on down to middle school, man, for the most part. Just put a regulation on the money. Make sure they're managing the money right. Put it in a good account and stuff like that. Invest it right. But other than that, yeah, they should get it right on down to middle school.
Pot 98, good morning.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 with that, dog.
Okay, so what's your 50 and what's your 50?
My 50 is good to see these kids finally making money, but it's also you putting this money in these kids' hands that ain't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready for it, dog. A lot of these kids ain't ready for this money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they got parents that will make sure that they doing the right thing with this money, it's a good thing. But there's a lot of kids ain't gonna do right with this money.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I do agree with that, and I think this would be a great time for us to learn some financial literacy, and it'll be a great thing for your parents to learn some financial literacy.
That's
because
right, and I agree.
But the type of money that these NIL deals can bring to a potential student could be enormous, and you're absolutely right, because a lot of these kids and the backgrounds that they come from, sometimes their parents don't have that type of knowledge.
They don't have that type, brother. That's all I'm saying. I mean, even the NBA players and the NFL players don't know what the hell to do with that money.
Nah, right. So the thing about that is now it's just like the kid working a job and making good money on a job. So now it still is going to be a learning process for everybody. Yeah. So we can't not pay these kids, and they like if they man, you got to think about a lot of these schools hold about 25 to 3,000.
I know, 3,000
people in their gyms and in their stadiums. These gyms and these stadiums packed to see these kids, and they can't they can't get nothing off of it.
And that's not fair.
That's how it go, man. And seems like most of Madhouse Nation is with it. Madhouse Nation say they with it. Give these boys and girls their money. Give them their deals.
Let me hold on. To B-Dot, I know B-Dot, listen, B-Dot was one of the ones he had an issue with.
I think sometimes B-Dot just be trying to be controversial, but go ahead. Okay. He just like to argue sometimes like
with
me.
The NIL deal. But this is what I say. He said, well, what if one kid get this much and now you got these kids making all this money?
That's
and
life.
More than another kid. They getting jealous now. So what? If you're that good and you're playing sports and you're that good and you're jealous because you're not making as much as the top dollar getter on your team.
Not the top dollar getter.
If anything, use that as motivation to make you want to be better. Make you want to be a better athlete. Make you want to be a better student. Make you want to be a better player. So you can get to the point where you're making the NIL deals. Now you're the one that everybody's looking at like, oh, he making all this money. Everybody ain't the same. Everybody ain't on the same playing field. I think that's the problem a lot of people have is they want to put everybody on the same playing field. On the football field, everybody's not the same. You got better athletes than some others on the football field. On the basketball court, whatever sport, it's somebody on the field that's better than the others. And if they're that good, they getting all these yards, doing all this hard work, putting all that work in, let them go get that bag. I don't care nothing about your feelings and you get mad because I'm making more money than you just for playing high school football. Give me my bag. Give me a percentage of that booster money that you sitting that they paying for when they give me a percentage of that concessions.
They ain't said they were going to do all that.
Give me, well, they getting the NIL deal.
They didn't say they were going to do
all that. I make a Bojangles commercial if I'm playing.
He said they were going to do all the split revenue and all that. They ain't doing revenue split.
I'll do this split commercial.
Hey, man, y'all join us next Wednesday for our Wednesday argument. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, all right, all right. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
With Mountain.
What's up, this here?
What's up, man? You already know this, your boy, Will. I am,
Mr.
I'm
trying to go see Trick Daddy. All right, Will, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
Lord have mercy. Okay.
All right, you got two categories today. Burpee's got your category number one.
25th anniversary concert. Facts.
What? I got your category number two. In the movie. What?
All right, let's do In the Movie.
All right, In the Movie. In the Movie. This movie came out in the 90s. It starred Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was a marketing executive named Marcus who slept with an older lady to close a marketing deal.
Boomerang.
Boomerang is actually correct, Big Dog. Yeah, hater, Murphy.
Hey, name that the movie where they had the bad toes.
All right, you want to stay in the same category or you like another one?
Yeah, let's stay right there.
All right, In the Movie. In the Movie. This movie starred Lorenz Tate as a ruthless youngster who shot and killed two store owners on video that he showed the whole hood.
Menace to Society.
Menace to Society.
Murphy, you're a hater.
You won!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
Thank you for getting me out of the blaxploitation era.
There was no blaxploitation. None of the movies blaxploitation. Eddie Murphy, Boomerang, classic. Minister to Society, classic.
Why you so emotional?
Since you making me mad, don't talk about my movies. That movie put Lorenz Tate on the map. You would not know him if he wasn't in Minister to Society.
Anytime you talk about a movie where grown men be like, I don't remember that. It's too old, Larry.
Who said that?
It's grown men in their 30s that don't remember that
Yes,
movie.
They do.
Oh, sorry, sir. You won tickets to go check out the Trick Daddy 25th anniversary concert. You're going to be in the building with Juvie, Trick Daddy, Plies, Ball Greasy, Peter Pablo, 8 Ball, MJG, and the Man of the Night.
the dog, the big homie. No Limit Larry.
That's what you're going to see right now.
Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's Power 98, man.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is a little past 9:30 in the city. We got to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
All right. Trending topics being brought to you by Aquarium. You know it's going down, man. Power 98 is taking over Aquarium on Friday nights. It's Feel Good Fridays going down 4845 East Independence Boulevard. It's going to be crazy. Butterfingers and Vianetta in the building. Being brought to you by Dope Duffer. Big A, what's up, Big A? Tatterman, what's happening? Shine Time Management, log on to power98fm.com for more details. We're going to be broadcasting live from 10 to midnight. Doors open up at 8 and ladies free with heels all night long. Remember what you got trending, boy?
Oh, boy. Blueface is trending right now.
Again?
You heard what happened with them.
What happened?
Krishan allegedly set the house on fire. And she was just going to sit in the house.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Right. Was allegedly going to sit in the house until he paid her some money. So the house, he got there on Instagram Live and put it on his stories. And the house was smoking because she allegedly set the house on fire and was going to kill everybody in there.
Oh, wow.
I'm just sick of them.
I've been sick of them. All right. So, you know, yesterday, Tory Lanez's motion for a new trial was denied. So coming out later in the day and a couple hours ago, his sentencing date just came down. So May 23rd, the prosecutors got to turn in some paperwork about Tory Lanez's great bodily harm conviction. May 24th, they got their sentencing memo due. June 6th. The defense gets to present their memo, and then June 13th is his actual sentencing date. June 13th, we're going to learn the fate of Tory Lanez. Yeah, he's facing up to 22 years in prison. 22 years. How many months is that? I'm saying, carry the one, about 200 and about 80 months. About 280 months, somewhere around in there. Yeah. Damn, Tor. All right, man. That's what's trending this morning. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B each and every morning. We get it in. It's your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
What's your Madhouse question of the day?
Madhouse question of the day is, what's the best breakup song ever?
Somebody said Pleasure P. Did You Wrong. Somebody said R. Kelly and Sparkle, Be Careful. What was the other one I got? I got another one, too. I forgot what it was. Go ahead. What you got, Bert?
I got a lot. These people is hurt. I got a lot of hurt people on my page. I got Erykah Badu, Tyrone. I got Boyz II Men, End of the Road.
Oh, we've gone. That might be the best one.
Somebody said Lately by Jodeci. Ooh, that was good.
That was good. End of the Road, though.
Outkast, Roses, Usher Papers.
Usher Papers. Gotta sign them papers.
Listen, I was singing that for a while. I can't even say that. Somebody said Chris Brown, Deuces.
Deuces,
Profile,
yeah.
Liar.
Ooh,
wow.
Y'all are going liar, back. Cheater, Heartbreaker. I'm taking
I will always house. Love you.
And the dog, taking the dog in the song. That was good.
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. That is a breakup song.
Is it? Oh, it is.
Oh, man. I didn't think about it. If I
thought it was more like a death song.
If you should stay. I'll only be in your way. Aaron Hall, I Miss You. F You by CeeLo.
You had a breakup song, though. She died.
Right.
In the video, she died.
In the video.
Well, then that's what it is, a breakup song.
Yeah, that's what somebody said. Larry, they like it.
It's not a breakup song. And it's a death song.
P.S. They were white.
Leave them people alone.
So I don't think they really. But anyway, Boyz II Men, I'm doing just fine. I ain't never heard it.
I ain't never heard that one.
Too Good at Goodbye, Sam Smith. Chrisette Michelle, Blame It On Me. Y'all got a lot going on here. We are never getting back together, Taylor Swift.
I like it, though. I like it.
What are we doing here?
I like it. I like it.
Taylor Swift.
Never heard of it, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I Don't Want You Back by Iman.
There's a lot of breakups in women. I know.
That's an Iman song. Somebody else
got a breakup song.
Somebody
Kill Bill is a breakup song.
Oh, my God. No, that's a murder song.
What about Jhené Aiko? She got a breakup song? Summer Walker.
Oh, you know she got one
in there. Summer Walker got a breakup song.
She do got one. I hate you.
See what I mean? Jasmine Sullivan, Lion, Tigers, and Bears. Bust the Windows out your car.
Yeah, somebody told me that one.
Yeah.
Hold up, Beyonce.
Hold up. Well, we said Beyonce's at the top, but irreplaceable.
Clearly.
To the left, to the...
Rihanna.
Yeah, I'll take a bow. All right, it's a whole lot of them. All right, man, coming up, we about to roll call. You can roll call me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burping.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Man House. Is that Lil Larry?
Yes, yes.
Everybody knows Larry.
Yes, and Burping.
In the morning.
Three right there.
Man, that crazy as hell.
On Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.